So our composition of gases in unpolluted air then, our major gases for dry air then, is 78% nitrogen, 20% oxygen, or 21% oxygen, 1% argon, and then the water, highly variable, from about 0% up to just under 4%. These things are called mixing ratios because they're on a relative basis. Now this is quite important to make sure that we understand. In concentration scales, we can have moles per litre, moles per metre cubed, and that's talking about the number of particles in a set volume. This scale here doesn't talk about that at all. This talks about the relative ratio of these things. So up high in the thermosphere, there are very few particles per metre cubed, but we have a certain mixing ratio. Down in the troposphere, we have got an enormous number of particles per metre cubed because we're in that well-mixed layer. So the mixing ratio is quite different to a mole per metre cubed or a gram per metre cubed. The trace gases, now I keep changing this unit. So this is the current value, 390 ppm. You'll notice in your slides, 385 ppm. I would potentially have to keep changing this every year. And not only that, I can't even predict now how much I would keep changing it each year, because the note I had from last year was that the rate of increase had increased. And when I just looked at it on Hawaii, the rate of increase has increased yet again. So they really don't know what's going on at the moment. It's spinning up quicker than they expected. So this is the big issue with the greenhouse gas chemistry. The fact that this thing is going to go to 1,000 is a major issue. And then after that, some minor guys that don't really get into the greenhouse chemistry, such as neon and helium. So what I'm expecting, same as first year, that you're comfortable with the major gases, the permanent gases, which are the three at the top, the non-permanent gas, which is water, which has got a variable concentration, variable mixing ratio, and then I expect that you know what the value for carbon dioxide is, and you put it anywhere between 375 and 390, that's okay. 375 would mean that you'd remembered it out of an old textbook, 390 means you're updated on what it is in 2009. Now the relationship between the mixing ratio, which is a percentage, and a ppm is as follows. If we take a value in ppm and multiply by 10 to the minus 4, we'll get our percentage. If we want to calculate the partial pressure of a gas, now P sub I means the partial pressure of gas I. So I could be interested, for instance, in the partial pressure of carbon dioxide. Now to calculate that partial pressure of carbon dioxide, I would put in the percentage of carbon dioxide and divide by 100. To get that percentage, what I would do, I would take my part per million of carbon dioxide. So in this example here, I've called it 385. That converts to 0.0385. I then multiply that by the atmospheric pressure to calculate the partial pressure of that gas. Now, there are a lot of formulas involved with this course. There's not a lot of math, but I am expecting that you're comfortable with using simple formulas. So you'll see there's a massive formula list in the old exam papers from 3041, and you have exactly the same formula sheet this year. The challenge there is just trying to remember which formula goes with which topic. That's going to be